From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, May 23rd. Coming up, a world-class musician is coming to a small Western Illinois community to give a debut performance on a newly restored Wurlitzer pipe organ that dates back nearly a century. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Champaign County Board may censure its own county auditor tonight. IPM's May Antar reports.
Labor Committee board members say George Danos has repeatedly failed to do his job, that he has sexually explicit images on his laptop at work, and that he tried to falsify a reimbursement to himself.
I'm obviously quite involved with my office. That bothers me that they say something they know to be false. I mean, you can't just say that. I mean, I'm clearly here. They complain about meetings I had at 8 in the morning in the packet, and then they complain about how I dress late at night when the air conditioning's off, but I'm never here. Okay.
Danos says board members are targeting him since he pointed out that the county has more money than it is letting on. Danos says he feels confident but hasn't decided whether he will be at tonight's meeting. May Antar, IPM News.
There have been several measures aimed at protecting workers' rights that have come before Illinois state lawmakers this spring. One of them would prohibit employers from requiring workers to attend work-related meetings about religion or politics. Labor union AFL-CIO is spearheading the effort. Here's President Tim Dre.
We go to work for two reasons. One, to make money for ourselves, but also you're making money for the employer. Why should you have to pray? Why should you have to listen to an employer talk about one political party or the other? I just want to work.
Anti-abortion groups and business groups are pushing back, saying it targets employers' freedom of speech. The measure awaits final approval from the Senate before heading to the governor for his signature. Former Texas Longhorn defensive back Terrence Brooks joined the Illinois football team earlier this week. Brooks started 13 games last year for Texas and helped the team to their first college football playoff appearance. He was also an All-Big 12 Conference honorable mention last year with 20 tackles and 3 interceptions. Brooks joins an Illini team that finished the 2023 season with an overall record of 5-7. Still to come, a world-class musician is coming to a small Western Illinois community to give a debut performance on a newly restored Wurlitzer pipe organ that dates back nearly a century. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Follow comedian Jesus Trejo on a cross-country journey as he explores how comedy binds us together in the series The Roots of Comedy. Trejo talks shop with 6 up-and-coming comedians as they reveal their perspectives on the unifying power of their craft. This exploration of the fabric of our country is part laughs and part commentary. Friends of WILL can binge all 6 episodes of The Roots of Comedy now with Passport ahead of its broadcast premiere in June.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A world-class musician is coming to the small Western Illinois community of Rushville from London. He will be giving the debut performance on a newly restored Wurlitzer pipe organ that dates back nearly a century. Rich Egger has the story.
This is Richard Hills, recorded during a performance at the Musical Museum in London. Hills is the organist for a central London church. Hills is also director of music and organist for the West London Synagogue. He's just the 5th person to hold that position since 1859. The Schuyler Performing Arts Council is bringing in Hills for an organ dedication concert at the community's Performing Arts Center. And there's a story behind the organ he'll be playing in Rushville. Jim Devitt of the Schuyler Performing Arts Council says the instrument was originally installed in the Orpheum Theater in Quincy in 1925. The theater eventually went belly up. After the organ sat dormant for years, Bill Bartlow of Rushville bought it for his house in the late 1950s. Here's the thing, though. There's more to the instrument than just the keyboard and pedals you see someone playing. At the Performing Arts Center, there's a separate room for the blower and electrical relays. And there's more.
And then there are two more rooms in the second level that actually have the real bass drum and the xylophone and all the bells and whistles. And then, of course, it's a theater organ, so it can also do sound effects like train sounds and things like that, as it used to do for silent movies.
Kind of like an early synthesizer or early computer.
Yeah, could be thought of in that way for sure.
The dozens of pipes are twice the height of a person, so imagine trying to install all that in someone's home.
And they had stored pipes all over in barns throughout the county while it was getting ready to be put into his house.
Devitt says Bartlow had an addition built to his house, and it took 2 years to rebuild the organ. Bill Bartlow made his money as a meat packer. He passed away in 2017.
The family was left with the task of what to do with the organ in the house, because the family had moved on to other places.
In the meantime, an anonymous donor gave millions of dollars to build a performing arts center at Rushville Industry High School. The Bartlow family decided that would be a great home for the organ and donated it to the school district. An anonymous donor also paid $600,000 to have the organ shipped to a company in Chicago to be repaired. It was quite a project.
He spent over 8,500 man-hours was involved from the time it went up to Chicago to the rehab place and was brought down here.
Chris Trone, who is also with the Arts Council, says the Performing Arts Center was built with the idea that the organ would be included. It had to be.
You know, the real estate that's used for this is a big number on top of everything else, so. Quite a commitment, but such a gift from the donor. You just can't really imagine it.
The concert featuring Richard Hills will be held on May 30th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $25. The Arts Council won't be flying in someone from London every time they want to hold a show with the organ. Devitt says they've already discussed who else to bring in.
And we have a local man who is a trained organist with a master's in organ performance from Western, and he's interested in learning some of the literally bells and whistles of this instrument.
The Performing Arts Center is not just for the school district. Devitt and Trone say it's for the entire community. So there will be plenty of chances to hold more events and show off the restored Wurlitzer Theater organ. Rich Egger reporting.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 80 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, May Antar, Colin Highslope, and Rich Egger. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.